Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, if you've been having problems with your American Express cards and Apple Pay in iOS 16, you're not alone. Apple has acknowledged an issue in the release notes for iOS 16 Beta 6, where American Express cards might be removed from Apple Pay and need to be re-added to Wallet. The issue is affecting many people running the iOS 16 beta. Essentially, the problem is that your American Express cards will be randomly removed from Apple Pay without reason, and you have to manually re-add them back to your device. Bugs are to be expected when running a beta like iOS 16, but this one is particularly stressful and frustrating. When your cards are removed from Apple Pay, you receive an email from American Express. In that email, Amex outlines multiple possibilities for why this might have happened if you didn't manually make the change. The email suggests that one possibility is that your entire American Express card account was closed. The wording is just vague enough to make you think that the company closed your account and cut off access to your cards and potentially any membership rewards points you had accumulated. But thankfully, iOS 16 Beta 6 release notes acknowledge the problem, so we know it's something that Apple and Amex are working to fix, and it has nothing to do with your account specifically. In other news today, as iOS 16 beta testing continues, Apple is still refining iOS 15. This week, iOS 15.6.1 has been released to iPhone users, and the update fixes two major security vulnerabilities that Apple says were actively exploited in the wild. Both of these vulnerabilities impacted every iPhone and iPad model capable of running iOS 15. The first one could have allowed an application to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges, potentially giving a bad actor access to your device and information. The second vulnerability was in WebKit, which is the browser engine that powers Safari and all third-party browsers on iOS. For this one, Apple says that processing maliciously crafted web content may lead to arbitrary code execution. So with these two major security fixes, we recommend all iPhone users update to iOS 15.6.1 immediately, and all iPad users update to iPadOS 15.6.1. You can do so by heading into the Settings application, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's K-O-L-I-D-E. .com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5MacDaily. Rounding out today, Apple is expected to announce the iPhone 14 during a special event on September 7th, according to a new report from Bloomberg. We knew the iPhone 14 was coming in September, but Bloomberg is now reporting the exact date for that event. According to the report, we can expect the event on Wednesday, September 7th, with pre-orders for the new iPhone 14 opening on September 9th, followed by the first orders arriving on September 16th. The story explains that some Apple retail workers have been told to get ready for a major new product release on September 16th. It also says that the event to announce the iPhone 14 is expected to be virtual, just like all of Apple's recent hardware and WWDC events since the COVID-19 pandemic began. It's also worth noting that it may seem weird that Apple is holding this iPhone event on a Wednesday, when it usually holds events on Tuesday, but this year it's important to remember that Monday, September 5th is a holiday in the United States, so with a September 7th date, it gives everyone one day to get back to work before the big event. We'd expect invites to go out on September 1st, and it's possible that some members of the press are invited to Apple Park in person to have hands-on time with the new products, similar to what we saw at WWDC with the new MacBook Air. Finally, it's also worth noting that in addition to the iPhone 14, we expect the Apple Watch Series 8 and the Apple Watch Pro to also be announced at this event. So if you're planning to upgrade to Apple's new hardware this fall, September 7th could be an expensive day for you. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.